Blog Talk Radio.
John said, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord." Thank you for loving me. Thank you for fighting me. Thank you. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Just want to say thank you. Thank you for a place to sleep. Thank you for food you eat. just want to say thank you. But sometimes you ought to just thank you for making it. Thank you for bringing it to. Thank you for quickening my heart. Thank you. Thank you. Just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you for life. You for being the God that you've been in my life. Praise you for it. Honor you for it. Give you the credit. I'm just thankful. Thankful. Thankful that you woke me up. Started me on my journey for today. A lot of people didn't wake up this morning. Whole lot younger than I am. So let me thank you. And there's some that I know that, matter of fact, while I'm thanking you, I want to thank you for being a God in a time of bereavement. And right now, I want us all to remember that I'm sure y'all have heard that O.J. Simpson died, but if you haven't, it's his family I'm concerned about. I can only imagine what his family going through. You know, death is no joke anyway. So I just want to honor and give God praise for being able to help any and everybody. So listen, brothers and sisters, let us be mindful that his family didn't do anything. I'm sure there's a lot of people saying a lot of things right now. There are those that's probably rejoicing because that group that think he got away with murder. And then there's that group that, you know, that was their hero. But whatever your take on, it really doesn't matter because God's will deal with him. He's in the hand of a just God. But I am concerned about their family. I am concerned because anytime you leave loved ones and they got to face the world, and sometimes you lose your rock. You know, that was somebody that they could go to. I mean, maybe you didn't see him like that, but I'm sure a family member knew they could call on their daddy, their uncle. OJ was something to somebody. So let's pray for that family. Let's pray that family stay strong in times like this. Pray that God would give them comfort at times like this. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill, if you'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer and get us started on this thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. Hey. Pastor Bill.
Amen. God bless everyone. Amen. Amen. And I just thank God for his word today and for each and every one of us. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is from Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We're thanking you for another thankful Thursday. Thanking you, Father God, for all those that are able to be with us on today. Father God, we give you thanks, Father God, and we ask that you will bless each and every one in a mighty way, Father God. We ask that you will be with the O.J. Simpson family, Father God, and pray that a word is said unto them that will lead them to you, Father God, And Lord, we just ask that you will bless all the bereaved families, bless those that are sick and shut in, bless those that are going through, bless those that are having surgery. Bless that you will be with Evangelist Renee as she has her surgery today. So, Father God, we know you're in control, and we pray that your will be done. Bless all those who've asked us to keep them lifted in prayer, for you know what they're going through. You know what they're facing, Father God. And we just pray that your will be done. We ask that you bless our pastor, our teacher, our friend in the Lord. May he continue to be led by your Holy Spirit as he teaches the lessons, Father God. And then help us to receive it, Father God. Let us have an open heart, an open mind to receive the word of God. And Lord, just be with each and every one, even those that are listening by internet. And we want to say thank you. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And that's Psalms 118 and verse 24. So we thanking you for your word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Truly, brothers and sisters, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it, and we will be glad. I always make it Thankful Thursday is a special day. Man, it ain't no day like Thankful Thursday. Did y'all hear that? Thankful Thursday. But you get a chance to thank God for certain scriptures, you know. I just love that. I love the fact that everybody can join in on it. I mean, you know, I'm trying to see how to put this. We're thankful every day, okay? And I know we are, and I know we're thankful for the Word of God every day. But it's just something about Thankful Thursday. I get excited. And I don't know what you're thankful for. I was thinking this morning, you know, Evangelist Renee is having surgery. So I can thank God for healing scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I can thank God for healing scriptures. And I thought about, you know, I wanted to thank God for grace, really, to be honest with you guys, because I think about his grace. But then the Lord said, you know what, think of others. So I'm going to encourage you all to know that there's healing scriptures that we can be thankful for, and we can give Evangelist Renee the assurance that it's going to be all right. And it's all right, all right. He's still healing tumors.
Yeah.
He's still resolving tumors. He's still making a demand on the body. He's still requires the body to line up to the word of God. You know, we were talking yesterday about being perfect. God expects for us to tell these bodies what to do. Every organ, every tissue, every vein is required to obey us because of the word of God. And that's why it's got to obey us, because of the word of God. Well, really, it's obeying the word of God. Put it that way. That way your flesh don't get in the way. It had nothing to do with it. You have to do with the word of God, and you're just going to speak it, bless God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, this is Thankful Thursday. And if you have a scripture that you're thankful for, or whatever you're thankful for, hallelujah, I want you to... Hallelujah. We've got Evangelist Sharon here.
Okay, my scripture that I'm thankful for is Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to what you understand. Proverbs 3:5. I also want to piggyback on what Pastor Bell, the scripture she read, I want to be thankful for those, and I'm thankful for everything that Pastor Beza said. And I'm thankful that I'm a Christian and for my revelation knowledge. And I want to thank God for yesterday. Yesterday, okay, I was in Philadelphia because I had doctor's appointment. But yesterday also was the Eid. For those of people who don't know what the Eid is, it's a celebration after Ramadan,
mm-hmm.
after the fasting of Muslims. So anyway, six young teenagers from South Philadelphia ran into the masjid and shot up in the masjid. Now, it's horrible because it's a place of worship, but I'm thankful that nobody got killed. One of the people that got shot was a girl that I grew up with, you know. Her son got shot. He was in there praying. So I'm thankful that, you know, God, he only just got shot. He didn't die, you know. So I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for anything that happened yesterday that was mind-boggling to me, because now I know it was for my protection, you know. Now I see, when I look back, it was for my protection, because I was in a place that was, I guess, unsafe. It's safe to say it was unsafe, but I made my way back home when I got those calls, because I felt uncomfortable, you know. But after that happened, and that happened in the afternoon, but after that happened, you know, I made my way back. But I want to be thankful that I'm a Christian. I want to be thankful for my revelation knowledge. I want to be thankful for the people who do think about me, you know, and call my phone and ring my phone. I don't care when it is or what it is, you know. I'm thankful for that, you know. So I'm thankful to be here today, and I'm thankful for the professional surgeons that are operating on Sister Evangelist Renee. I'm thankful that she has her sister and that she has her words to stand on, and I pray that everything is okay. And I want to thank again for Thankful Thursday. Okay, thank you. God bless everybody.
God bless you also. Amen.
Yeah, I saw that too on yesterday about after the celebration. Matter of fact, it was the last day. And quite a few people got injured. But thank God that nobody died, because I know there was some shooting going on. They showed that on national news, and I saw it down here in Georgia. People were scrambling, and I just think about it. You know, but the devil, believe me, he's real. He wants to get in everything. I don't care who you are, what your religion, what your status, it doesn't matter. If Satan can kill and destroy, he's coming for you. We're living at a time now, brothers and sisters, you better have some revelation knowledge. You better know Christ. And if you get in, you stay in. And most of all, stay in the glory of God. That's where you're protected at. Wow. For anyone else? Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. Anyone else?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, I'd like to go back to our foundational scripture, Philippians 4, and beginning with the 13th verse, reading from the King James.
We're in Philippians 3, baby.
Oh, okay. I meant 3. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No problem. When you said foundation, I just want to make sure everybody know where we're at. That's all. Okay, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt. Just want to keep everything on. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God for you. Amen. Philippians 3. And beginning with the 13th verse, it said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are and reaching forth unto those things which are before, the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The 15th verse, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Amen, amen. Then when I look over here and read it from the New Living Translation, beginning with that 13th verse, it says, know, dear brothers and sisters, I have not on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. Let all who are spiritually mature agree on these things. If you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you. Amen, amen. Praise God for our scriptures. In Philippians 3, because, you know, I was just listening to Evangelist Sharon's testimony, how the Holy Spirit had guided her to leave when she left. So, we just thank God. When you're being led by the Spirit of God and you are sensitive to Him, He will guide you. And He will lead you, and it's up to us to follow. Amen. So I thank God for the scripture. The Word of God lets us know who we are and whose we are. And as long as we stay in the Word of God, as the pastor always teaches, then God is going to direct us. And so we just thank God for His protection and thank God for His healing. Thank God for the wisdom that He has given the pastor. And as long as we stay close in that word, we will receive it also. So to God be the glory. And I don't mind correction. So thank you, Pastor. God bless.
Oh, amen. 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 God bless you too, Pastor. I thank God for His word all the time, brothers and sisters, and I thank God for leadership, and I thank God do things that we can do all things decent and in order. I just like to I don't mean to be mean or whatever, but sometimes there are times that we have to do things right then, and so I want everybody to be on the same page. That was pretty much it. Anyone else? Anyone else? Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Praise God. Amen.
Well, like I said, there's so much to unpack in this foundational scripture, and trust me, we could go on and on and on all day long. But there's a couple things that I wanted to bring out, and there again, I have to agree with Paul. He said, brother, I count not myself to have apprehended. I mean, I ain't saying I understand everything. I ain't saying I know it all.
ain't saying I realize everything. I mean, I just don't see it all. You know, I'm not trying to say I know everything about love. I know everything about righteousness. I'm not saying I know everything about God. It's too much to know about him.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, one thing I do do, he said, I forget those things that are behind. Because you can't run no race looking behind you.
Amen.
You will lose every time.
Amen.
I appreciate when I read scriptures.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Amen.
I don't have a clear understanding of everything, but the little stuff I do have clear understanding and realize and things I make sense of, trust me, I line it up with the Word of God. And do everybody like it? No. Do everybody pick up on it? No. Because they don't comprehend everything. They don't apprehend everything.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
So, but one thing I do, I forget those things behind me. A lot of times people, I'm misunderstood. Let me go on and say that. Sometimes people misinterpret what I say. They make a mistake of what I say.
All right.
So I don't declare to know everything. But one thing I do know, I forget those things that are behind me. So that's what he's saying. To apprehend, especially when you think about as a verb. He said, you know what, I don't realize everything. I don't understand everything. I ain't trying to see it all. I ain't trying to be a Mr. Know-it-all or a Miss Know-it-all.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't trying to say I comprehend it all. But one thing I get, I forget those things which are behind. That's a job. That's a job.
Yes. Yeah.
That ain't me. Now, you can say what you want to say. That's a job. You got to forget those things. Sometimes that means you got to. There's people you got to forget. Because if you don't, you won't forget it.
Amen.
I'm always reminded of a time my hand got cut. And as long as the thing began to grow, that's what happened. It began, the skin began to get coated and be whole again. But the moment I bumped that thing, it'll open right up. Then I remember.
Mm.
I remember how I got cut. I remember the whole spiel. I remember all of it.
Okay.
And sometimes that's the way life is. You know, we get around certain folk, certain things, and we'll bump it, and that whole thing open back up. So sometimes it ain't easy to forget the past. But guess what? I went right back doing what I did before. Put another Band-Aid on it. It stopped bleeding. And after a little dirt got with it, and eventually it healed.
All right. Praise God.
But that's why you got to keep pressing. This is a pressing way. He said, so one thing I do, I forget those things which are behind, and I reach forth unto those things which are before me. And that's the thing right there that we need to talk about, reaching forth. There's some things before you. It's better than the things behind you. But in order to reach for the things before you, you got to forget the things that are behind you.
All right. It's
just like the glass is already full. And if you want to put some fresh stuff up in there, you got to get rid of the old. Then you can begin to build on the new. Because he says this. He says, reaching forth unto those things which are before.
And mm-hmm. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for this scripture. And in order to reach, he said, you got to press towards
Amen.
The mark for the mm-hmm. prize of the higher calling of God that's in Christ Jesus. So the higher calling, see, there's a lot of people have calling, but they don't have a higher calling. Oh, God. Well, y'all make me money. Now, that I want to preach now.
Come on,
a lot of people got calling. A lot of people got belief. They got, but they don't have the higher calling.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care about them being a bishop. That don't mean they're in the higher calling. I don't care about their titles. That don't mean they're in the higher calling. See, we got to press toward the higher calling of God, God's higher calling. And where is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's where it is. That's where the good stuff is. It's in Christ.
Hallelujah.
And in that, and then he says, so let us therefore, as many be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. See, that's that revelation knowledge. God will reveal some things to you. And I also thought about what Evangelist Sharon said. On yesterday, mm-hmm. God revealed to her, hey, the Spirit said, it's time to go. You
mm-hmm.
need your head back. You need to get boogie. But here's the thing. When you learn to obey the first time.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, some people don't obey the first time. They,
mm-hmm.
they think they know it all. So Paul said, I don't claim to have apprehended. I don't claim to know it all.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I've got to forget what's behind me and press toward what is before me. See, it's some things God has to reveal to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's something God has to reveal to us. And if he don't reveal it, you won't get it.
That's right. Amen.
Because, see, some things you may not have a scripture for. And you need God to reveal it to you. In other words, you need God to make that known to you. God, I need to know right now. And God open your eyes, and he'll show you some stuff. A lot of times God shows us stuff, you know, even our mind somewhere else, and God's showing, putting stuff before us and putting this before us and that before us. And then when we get away, then God says, okay, that's what was going on. He let us discern.
Mm-hmm.
He let us know. He really let us get a glimpse of this thing. He let us grasp what really just happened, what really going on in our lives. He put things in perspective to show. He reveals that to you. You stay with God, and he'll reveal his kind of righteousness to you. Because, you know, for a long time, I just went with man's definition of love. And it's the kind, and most people teach, especially those in these seminars and different places and a higher education and higher learning and theological seminaries and all, they teach that love, the highest love, is the kind that God have, and they call it agape. And that's good because that's a Greek word. But what they don't teach that you have to get through revelation is God put some of that same stuff on us. He bestowed that same kind of love. But when you hear them talk about it, you'll think, well, can't nobody have that but God. See, they don't know how rich God is. God got so much that he can part ways with some and
thank
his bank.
Thank you,
Lord. His account, if you understand what I'm trying to say, tell you. It's like he's so rich in grace.
Mm.
He's so rich in mercy. That time you have to ask God. And I'm going to tell y'all something. It took me a long time to learn this. But sometimes you got to ask God for mercy. Not
mm-hmm.
for yourself. But, Lord, let me have mercy on this person. Lord, let me have mercy on this situation. That's okay. I need some. See, a lot of times we think about the mercy for us.
But how about the mercy for somebody else? So we don't go off, so we don't nut up, so we don't crack.
Okay.
Lord, let me have enough mercy to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
See, God got so much grace, he'll say, okay, he'll give you some grace too. Because he's already following you. Surely goodness and mercy is following you. But you got to use that. And not just for yourself, but for situations. There are going to be situations that you'll be placed in that you need God's mercy. You need God's grace.
But
there's some folks, I tell you, they used to say, I mean, there's some things, man. Somebody said, well, if somebody did that to you, what would you do? And then the only thing the Spirit told me, he said, you're going to ask God for some of his mercy.
Okay.
Because the flesh want to take over and say, I'll jack clap them. That's a term. Maybe I shouldn't even use that term. But there's some things can go on in your life to make you want to hit somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you got to ask God for that mercy. Lord, give me some of that mercy so I'll not do that. Lord, give me some of your grace so I can supersede that.
Yeah. Amen.
But it's for you. Now, I don't claim to know all. I don't claim to have apprehended. But one thing I do, I learn to forget what's behind me. Satan can't put that mess on me, what I used to be. Because I start bragging on who I am. Now, if you want to know how to kill that duck, you want to know how to kill that hog, start bragging on what God called you.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, I got some stuff for you now. You start bragging on what the word, and I'll tell you something else. Folks start bragging on what church they belong to. I start bragging on I am the church.
All right. Amen.
I am that. I am the building. I am. So I tell people all the time, be encouraged. If those that have this revelation knowledge, everybody don't have this revelation knowledge. But those that have it, be encouraged. That the gospel messages that they claim they have faith in, that same Bible, that same word, do they realize it became flesh? The tabernacle became flesh. That's so it can identify with us. And the Bible says he dwelled among us. Yeah, John 1:14. Yeah. See, so we have so much to be thankful for.
Thank you.
That we can identify with Christ because he identified with us. He became the walking word so we could become the walking word.
All right. Amen.
So let's not go to church. Let's be the church. See, they don't want to talk to me like that. I'm a living stone, a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. See, when you start talking about how holy you are, you want to get them devils to running? Say, I forgot about who I was. Let me tell you who I am now. I'm a new creature.
Yeah.
I'm God's house, so he could allow his spirit to live in me. God got a spiritual house now. Where everybody else is worshiping in buildings and stuff, God was looking for somebody to worship in spirit and in truth. And I raised my hand, and I said, Lord, I volunteer right now. I'll do it. I'll worship you in spirit, and I'll worship you in truth. I'll get in your word, Lord, and I'll tell the world. Yeah. See, you got to learn to forget those things. And I'll show you how, man. I'll show you how to take that word and apply it to life every time the enemy show his ugly head. I'll show you how to take that word and slice him up. Yeah, you ain't got to take that. You are a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things, not some of them, all things have become new. You knew. And it don't matter if they see it or not. It doesn't matter. When it come out your mouth, they're going to know it.
Mm-hmm.
When you get through speaking it, they'll wish they had never told you, you used to be this and used to be that. Because when you get through telling them what you are now, Lord, have mercy. Yeah.
Mm.
Just press one. That's all I can tell you to do. Press one. Because I tell you, boy, when I think about how good God been to me and what he was to me yesterday and the day before and what he is to me now and what I have in him, I can't wait, man, to tell you all that I forgot those things in the past because of who I am in the future now. The Bible says in Galatians 3:26, bless God. Galatians 3:26. Read that. For ye are the children of God by faith in Christ. My faith is in Christ Jesus. That's right.
Amen.
Yeah, I can brag about who I am.
Amen. Because
we're one in Christ, man. You neither male nor female. And yet some of y'all need to tell some of them crazy preachers on TV, God don't see the flesh. They want to preach the men's over here, the women's over there. Then you got to get away from that crazy stuff. God don't see you that way. He sees you as a new creature. Matter of fact, the Bible said this. It said over there in Galatians 3, while we was at 26, scripture 28, it said, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For all are one in Christ Jesus. So don't give me this business about men's this and women's that. I ain't trying to hear it. We all are one. It's a shame. America has lost her decree. She lost it. She lost faith in the very substance that she stood for, which happens to be the Bible.
Yeah. Amen.
Man, I was talking to a brother the other day, and he didn't realize the only thing between a man and a woman, a man gets circumcised, and a woman don't. But then Paul said to them, when you're in Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything or uncircumcision. But by you being a new creature is what counts. That's what counts. You being a new creature is what counts. You having that skin cut off don't mean jack. And if you don't have it, it don't mean anything. The thing that matters is your heart is in Christ. You are in Christ. That's right. But I read. Yeah, for in Christ Jesus, there's neither circumcision availeth anything or uncircumcision. None of that matters. What matters, bless God, is that you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. That's what matters. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else? Before I get fired up here. I know today is Thankful Thursday. I'm trying to give everybody a chance. Just press one. Hallelujah. Press one. You got to press one.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Reading that from the message on Galatians 3 and verses 26 through 27. It says, by faith in Christ, you are in direct relationship with God. Your baptism in Christ was not just washing you up for a fresh start. It also involves dressing you in an adult faith wardrobe. Christ's life, the fulfillment of God's original promise. Amen, amen.
Read 28, Beth.
And 28 is... That is, we are all family. Then you are Abraham's famous descendant, heirs according to the covenant promises. Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Pastor. Amen.
Did you know,
I just said out with the old and in with the new. Amen.
Oh, absolutely. You gotta know it. You gotta know Galatians 3:28. You know, I like the fact that when Paul started that letter, he started off talking about how foolish they are. How they, you got saved by the Spirit, then all of a sudden you're going to flip, and you're going to think the organization is better than the organism. Who done bewitched you? Who done bewitched you? Who bamboozled you? Read it.
Yeah, that's what
he said. Y'all stupid people.
Mm-hmm.
You call them fools. Oh, foolish Galileans. Who bewitched you? That you should believe and obey a lie rather than the truth. For whom lies Jesus Christ have we been evidently sent forth to crucify among you. See?
Yeah.
So you got people who rather believe a lie than the truth. They rather believe that building is more important than the builder.
Okay.
And that's not so. That's not so. But in that 28th verse, he said, there is neither Jew nor Greek. I just love that. There is neither bond nor free.
Mm.
There is neither male nor female. For all one in Christ Jesus. Boy, I tell you.
Amen.
Yeah, you get a chance. You read that. Read that out of whichever translation y'all can. You'll be blessed. You know, God's word said there are neither Jews nor Greek, slaves nor free people, male nor female. Ye are all the same in Christ Jesus. I guess another way that reads. We're all the same in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Let me try another translation. Don't want y'all to hear that thing, man. It'll get deep in your spirit. There can be neither Jew nor Greek. Can't be that. Can be neither bond, can't be bound, can't be free. There can be no male, and there can be no female. But ye all are one man in Christ Jesus. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Isn't that sweet?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a new American Standard Version there.
Amen.
Yeah. So for those that may not gotten that scripture, that's Galatians 3 and verses 28. You got to know we're all one in Christ, okay? You have to know that. That's what matters. Anybody else on Thankful Thursday?
Amen. Reading it from the New Living Translation, that there is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. Praise God. I remember sharing that with a bus driver. We had this shuttle bus would take us between the two hospitals in between St. Thomas in Akron City. And so he was taking me over to Akron City. And he was saying something, and it was pertaining to men, you know, men preachers, men, you know, they're supposed to preach the word. And I told him, I gave him that scripture, and I told him what the Bible said. And he approached me no more about that, because, you know, I come with the word, and that was before the Lord really started dealing with me in his word. So I just thank God for the word. Thank God for the scriptures.
That's awesome. Anybody else? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do something about this music. I'm going to have to get somebody to start playing me music better, because being on the road is not conducive to what I want. In other words, it's we can get a better quality of music. So y'all be praying that some kind of way, some way, we have a better way of getting that music out. Because I think having a song and a prayer kind of break things, kind of set the atmosphere a little bit. And but now, trust me, Satan know that that don't stop nothing here. I start off preaching. I start off teaching. I don't need to have that.
All right.
But I just think it's beautiful. Because, you know, he'll use a lot. Satan used everything at his disposal. When I read Matthew 4 from the point of the light of in redemption, or say I read it as light in redemption, however you want to say it, but I read it as though how Satan want to stop stuff. He can't stop nothing. He told Jesus, now this is just for y'all that may not know this, but he told Jesus, I give it all to you. He'll use everything at his disposal. He'll take the whole world and give it to you if you bow down and worship him. That's what he don't care. He'll give it all to you.
All right.
He just wants you to worship him. But thank God for you guys. Been a rough. I got up this morning real early, and but you know, God is able. That's all. I'm gonna get on back to it.